Full Metal Jackie, bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week. On the show with us this evening, the one and only Otep. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Great. It's great to hear your voice. It's been a minute.
It's been a minute. Yeah, it sure has. But it's nice to hear from you. I'm honored. Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. We're here to talk about your 8th full-length album, Cult 45. It's out now. And lyrically, it's a rallying cry in a chaotic time. How infuriating does something have to be before you write a song about it?
Well, it has to be an egregious act of cruelty or stupidity or ignorance or just, you know, overt xenophobia or racism or sexism. I mean, something that really pushes the boundaries of what we would consider common courtesy as human beings on this planet, or that jeopardizes our democracy in any way, our civil liberties or civil rights. So something that you know, that is extremely egregious would push me to that point as far as creatively. And we've been seeing a lot of that in the last year and a half.
Cult 45, the new album from Otep, is out now. Here's a tune from it, To the Gallows. It's Full Metal Jackie, Otep on the show with us tonight. The new album, Cult 45, is out now. And Otep, the band, tends to be viewed singularly as Otep, the vocalist. Why then was it important to you that each of the other band members make their own distinct mark on this new album, Cult 45?
I think for the reason why you just said, the band is named after me. That is my real name, Otep. But I think that sometimes because I'm so outspoken and I am the girl that goes girl and all the other names they call me, I think that sometimes the talent and the musicianship of my band gets overshadowed. So for this record, I really wanted them to shine and have their own voice within each song. Each band member is extremely talented. They're the best band I've ever played with, the best group of musicians that I've ever played with, and I've gone through quite a lot of musicians. but these guys are truly talented. They're in it for the right reasons. They wake up every day with a smile on their face. I mean, we're all family, basically. They're all my brothers. And I really wanted them to have an opportunity to showcase their musicianship and their talents and kind of go back to the formula that I really originally wanted to build the band upon, which is sort of a jazz foundation where each musician has a voice. And I think we were very successful doing that on this album.
Otep is my guest on the show tonight. We're talking about the new album, Cult 45, which is out now. And Otep is on the road. Coming up, Josta's weekly pick from the pit with Jamie Josta. Also music from Testament. Going to be checking out new music from Barry tomorrow and more with Otep. Full Metal Jackie, Otep on the show with us tonight talking about the new album Cult 45. And the intent of Cult 45 seems to be instigating and inspiring patriotism. Who challenges and inspires you socially, musically, and otherwise?
Well, I went back to for this album. I went back to a lot of my early inspirations, including Rage Against the Machine. You know, they were really outside of, you know, folk singers or bands from the 60s or Woody Guthrie or, you know, or Bruce Springsteen even. A lot of people who sing Born in the USA, I don't think they just sing the chorus. They don't really sing Bruce Springsteen's vocal verse lyrics. There's my dog saying hi, by the way. I think that you know, they were the first, you know, really powerful band that spoke truth to power and were fearless about it. And I remember that pollinating my mind at a very young age. that, wow, music can do this. It can be good. It can be powerful. It can be groovy. And yet it can still have a very political and strong message. There are a lot of great bands, young bands, that are coming up right now. And a few bands that have been around for a few years that have been, you know, doing similar style of political protest music, and like bands like Straight from the Path, which we all love, and there's a few others that are really, really, we were listening to a few yesterday, and we were just like, yeah, these guys, we want to tour with them. Oh, we want to tour with those guys. And so we made a list and handed it to our agent. But you know, I listen to a lot of different genres as well. So like even lyricists like Kendrick Lamar, who is, you know, a hip hop artist, but he speaks about a lot about his community and about the evils that attack his community, but also the evils inside his community. I think there's a line, and I'm paraphrasing, that, you know, it ain't black power if you kill my daughter, you know, if your bullet shoots my daughter, you know, like, that's a very powerful statement to say. And so I'm really my mind gets turned on by lyricists and people that have something to say, and something that when they don't remember, you know, when they remember where they came from and their roots, and also when they're standing up to being marginalized or being attacked by the greater forces in our society.
OTEP is my guest on the show tonight. We're talking about the new album, Cult 45, which is out now. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Also music from Ghost, Amorphis, Danzig coming up next. It's Full Metal Jackie OTEP on the show with us tonight, talking about the eighth full-length album from OTEP. It's called Cult 45. OTEP, of course, on tour now. And you're very serious about fighting for things that matter. When and how does lightheartedness surface in your music and your life?
Oh, people, I think they have this idea of me that I'm always like really serious, and I am. I do take things very seriously with regards to, you know, the working class and women's rights and LGBTQ rights and even, you know, the Black Lives Matter movement. What's going on now is just horrendous. Being the young woman Nia Wilson, who was recently murdered by a white supremacist, and then you also have cops killing unarmed black kids at traffic stops. I mean, there's a lot to be angry about. But we have a couple of songs that are kind of funny. The To the Gallows, which doesn't sound like it would be. It's gallows humor, I suppose you'd say. Where we talk about Trump and his hair and, you know, just, you know, silly things like that. So, it comes out when appropriate, I guess. In my personal life, I mean, yeah, there's, I don't just sit around and, you know, search the globe for issues to be angry about. I mean, it just kind of happens.
Full Metal Jackie OTEP with us on the show tonight. Quick break coming up. New music from Amorphis. We'll hear from Nathan Explosion of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, and more with OTEP. Stick around. It's Full Metal Jackie OTEP on the show with us tonight. And OTEP albums are topical and aggressive to begin with. Compared to everything else you've done, where does Cult 45 rank, not only in relevance, but also your sense of social responsibility as an artist?
Honestly, you know, you're always sort of partial to your first album because it's your first record. But this is probably the closest that I've come to really finding my my own sound and style, and also probably the closest that I've ever devoted an entire album to social change and inspiring people to be more to remember that this is our country, you know, that the backbone of this nation is the working class, and you know, we, the working class, are the heroes of this country. We build the roads. We, you know, my brothers are all in construction. I mean, they build houses for a living. I mean, it's a big deal. So this record is probably the closest that I could say that I'm most proud of, the most aggressive record, I would say, that we've done, and also probably that covers a large variety of topics, not just Trump and not just his cult, which is, you know, the title of the album, Cult 45. It's about the people that support him. Not talking about the Russians, of course. This is about Americans, the people that supported him and blindly support him. And then, you know, if you ever get into an argument, like I can get into, as a liberal, I'm a liberal. If I get into, which that might surprise your listeners, but I am a liberal. And that means I believe in the working class and I believe in workers' rights and all that. But if I can get into a discourse, a political discourse with a conservative who is, you know, and we might disagree a lot, and that's okay, and we'll walk away and shake hands, but that's not, you can't do that with a member of Cult 45. You can't do that, because all they do is regurgitate whatever he says that they're supposed to say. I mean, recently he just said that, don't believe anything you're seeing or hearing, just listen to me. And that's what dictators say, that's what cult leaders say. And you know, I've had my fair share of run-in with, I live in Los Angeles, so I've had my fair share of run-in with cult members before, and it's exactly the same thing. You know, it's a very shallow conversation. They can only remember or regurgitate the things that they're told to say. Once you get past that, they're empty puddles, you know, and it's just, there's nothing left. They don't have anything left. And there's my other dog.
Wow. Sounds like you got a herd of dogs with you out there.
I do. And they want some celebrities too. Hey, listen, don't try to steal my shine, my dog. All right?
The new OTEP album, Cult 45, is out now. The band is on the road. Thank you so much for being on the show, and congrats, and good luck with this new album.
Thank you so much. We are very, very proud of it. I mean, you know, we cover topics, everything from, again, like I was telling you earlier, we cover topics from everything from, you know, Trump and his cult to gender roles and gender norms to, you know, standing up for yourself and going after your dreams and goals, and a song called Be Brave. So, you know, we're really, really proud of this record. And also, we co-produced it, Aristotle and I, my guitar player. We co-produced the record, so we feel very strongly about you know, how much this record means to us, because it's ours. You know, we did it, and so we're very, very proud of that. And I want to thank you, Jackie, for your years of advocacy and support for us. You know, you've always been so good to us, so thank you for having us on the show. We really appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. And again, the best of luck with this record, Cult 45, out now. It's Full Metal Jackie. Quick break. We've got more metal on the way.